This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 15th of August, 1962. Its title is TV Demo 3GA Dynamic Assessment. This tape is 133 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay. There you go. A little bit forward, please. Thank you. Now, what's going to happen here? This is very elementary. I'm going to put in the beginning rudiments, if we can get to them. And I'm going to do a dynamic assessment. And you should realize in doing this that there is no standard drill for a dynamic assessment at this time. It'll probably get most awfully patterned later on, but now it isn't. Pick up the cans, would you? So I can see what this is all about here. Okay. Here, sit down. Ready? Give us, please. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Now, all we're going to do is just put in the rudiments, take the body of session. I'm going to do a dynamic assessment.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, if time permits, list a few goals. And then if time permits, we will tiger drill the goals, okay?
Yes, fine.
That's all if time permits.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Session started for you?
Yes.
All right, very good. What goals would you like set for this session?
Well, to get the dynamic assessed.
Right. Another goal?
Well, and to list some goals.
Right.
To not be shy in this matter.
Good. Right. Got it.
And to help you all I can help me.
All right. Very good. That do?
That'll do.
All right. Any goals you'd like to set for life or livingness?
Yes, to clarify my doing this in the future for myself.
Right. All right, very good. Am I missing a withhold right there at that point?
No.
All right, very good. You're not holding something back.
No, I was just thinking that this is just one session, so that would do for life or livingness.
Oh, all right, thank you very much. Okay. Now, are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
All right, I'll check that on the meter. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Okay. A bit of a prior read there. Have any thought on this?
No, I just wondered how the needle would react to this question. Scanning over to see if there's any difficulties, I wouldn't be prepared to talk to you here and now.
All right, very good. Let me check it again. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? All right, there's just the tiniest tick on that.
Well, I was hoping that the difficulties of marital difficulties and so on wouldn't necessarily have to come up and be flogged out here.
Oh, all right, thank you. Very good. Well, what is the answer to that, then?
Well, look, despite that, I am still willing to talk to you about my difficulties.
Thank you. Okay, are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? All right, unfortunately, it is still falling slightly. There it is.
Well, that's a nervousness that sort of stage fright that I experience.
Really?
I'm quite willing to talk to you about it, obviously, now.
Okay. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yep.
Good enough. I'll check that on the meter. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? All right. We'll, mind if I check it again?
No.
Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Now, do you have an ARC break on this question? There's what it is.
Well, what immediately comes to mind is there shouldn't be any doubt on the subject that I'm willing to talk to you about my difficulties.
Oh, all right. Very good. Very good. All right. Now let me check it. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? All right. Do you agree that's clear?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. All right. I audited you so long ago that I'm just going to skip that part of the question.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to ask you straightly, do you have a present time problem? And, do you?
No, that's fine, no.
Thank you. I'll check it on the meter. Do you have a present time problem? Thank you. Do you agree that's clean? All right, very good. Well, we got over that hump. Now, the reason I say we got over that hump is mostly because on a dynamic assessment of this particular character, person knows one's coming up. If he knows what it is, he's liable to start getting a dirty needle early.
I see.
Now, right now, I'm not even vaguely upset if you have a dirty needle, if you have any kind of a needle. So don't worry about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If the needle doesn't go dirty, I'll start worrying.
All right.
All right. Now, I'm going to take several dynamics here. I'm just going to run them off in line. Excuse me here for rolling this down. I'm rolling it down for you, personal in particular.
Yep.
Making up a dynamic list. All right, we got it here. That's fine. Now I'm just going to take these dynamics, and I'm going down the line of these dynamics, and I'm going to turn me on a dirty needle if I can.
All right.
And what I'm going to ask you to do is just, when I ask you to consider something, just consider it. In other words, I'm not asking you to do anything with it particularly, just consider it. All right. And the first one, I'm going to ask you to consider yourself. All right. Good enough. Thank you. Now consider sex. Okay. Consider sex. All right. Thank you. All right. That one's out. All right. Consider family. Consider family. Okay. There's our first dirty needle. Thank you very much. So that one's an RS. Thank you. All right, you feeling at ease?
Yes, quite at ease. Might scratch my face.
You sure may.
All right.
All right, very good. All right. We got one to go on. See if we can get some more here. All right, consider groups. Consider groups. It doesn't qualify, that's out. All right, consider people. All right, consider mankind. Consider mankind. Mankind. Well, it's almost. Almost. I'm going to put it down as such anyhow. Won't do us any harm. It isn't it. It'll fall out. All right. Now consider living things. Living things. Yeah. Thank you. All right, that's out. Now, consider the physical universe. The physical universe. All right, thank... Ah. What did you think of just then?
Well, first of all, I had a sort of got the idea of a planet, and then I suddenly realized that the stars are also included, and I sort of flipped out to consider them as well.
Well, we're going to add that one in, since I got a momentary one.
All right.
And now, consider forms. Forms. Consider forms. Okay, consider forms. Well, that's a little tiny one, and just to make sure, we will put that one down, all right? Now, consider spirits. That's our boy. How nice. Thank you. Nice. Box line. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now consider God. All right. Good. Consider God. Well, there's been enough here to warrant putting it down, but I'm not going to worry about it particularly. I'm not going to put it down. Now consider religion. Religion. That's all there is to that. That's out. Okay, now let's go over these things again and see what we got here. By the way, you're very easy to do a dynamic assessment on. It's quite interesting. Most of the time you get a little dirty needle and you have to make it bigger and smaller and go over and over and over, but yours is right on the button.
So good.
Alright. Now, this is almost textbook. Alright. Now we're going over this again, okay? Consider family. Consider family. Consider family. All right. Once more.
Mm-hmm.
Consider family. Man, that is... Well, there's just a hint of it left. So I'll say there's a tiny RS there. It's just a hint. Just a little bit dirty at the end, so we leave it in. All right. Now consider mankind. Consider mankind. This does a little dance. Tiny little bit, not hardly any to bother with. A little bit better than family now, so we'll put down a tiny RS. And now, let's consider the physical universe. All right. Consider the physical universe. All right. Consider the physical universe. Man, that's the most microscopic,
yes,
momentary one I ever saw. Anybody watching this thinks I'm looking for instant reads. I'm not looking for anything, but whether or not we get anything. So sure. So we didn't worry about it here. That's why I asked you two or three times to see if I can keep it going. So we'll put down a tiny RS there. I'm being much more particular. If you and me were just running an auditing session, we would have had it by now. But we're going by the textbook, okay? All right, forms. Consider forms. Consider forms. Man, that's clean as a whistle. All right. Now, consider spirits. Okay, consider spirits. All right. I'm going to put in some middle rudiments here.
Right.
It's all right with you right at this point. All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? I got a bang.
That was when you said forms have gone out, I suppressed commenting, well, that's one up on John because he was running me something on form when we were at Halsey.
Oh, all right. Thank you. All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? Got another one?
I suppressed commenting that when you said you were going to do the withhold regiment.
Oh, all right. Very, very good. Thank you. All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Yes.
Very good. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Yes.
Good. You got any afterthought there?
No.
All right. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Got a little bit of bing there. Something you failed to reveal?
Well, I failed to reveal what I was going to reveal had you asked me the whistle question.
Oh, all right. Very, very good. Now, let's see what we've got here. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Equivocal. In this session, is there anything that you have failed to reveal? All right. Do you agree that's clean enough?
Yes.
All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? I got to read.
Well, I was careful to hold a cough when I wanted to.
In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Got another read.
I've been careful to listen to you, put my attention onto you.
Very good. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Got another one.
Well, careful to do the do the process of questions when you asked me. They seem too glib to me. I can't think of anything else.
All right, thank you very much. I'll check that here. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. I've still got a bing here, some kind or another. It's still acting up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably different. It's undoubtedly different than what you have said, but there it is right there. What is that? Bing?
Careful to sit still.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. That's quite equivocal. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? You know, I'm getting something that looks like a read here.
All right.
It's an anticipated read, but it's still a read.
Well, I'm being very careful now to try and find out what it is I've been careful of.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? And will you get a read?
Well, I was careful to ask you if I should scratch my face before I did. I was over-careful, I think.
Thank you. All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. Check that again. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Now, in this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I got a little bing.
Yes, you missed a withhold then. When you asked me, had you missed one on goals?
Mm-hmm.
It was to do it's something to do with the goal. It didn't seem very real to me to ask for goals for life or livingness in this session, just for one session, do you see? I mean, if I was sitting down for an intensive, well, that would be fine. But if one wants to achieve something in life, you would set it. I would set it down as a session goal, do you see? And a protracted period, well, then you probably would set one for life or livingness. So I think the question was a bit unreal.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you. All right, in this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I'll check it again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I've got to read something else now.
Well, this is to do with a dirty needle. Well, it was to hope that I had a dirty needle and you wanted one, but no, I still had a dirty needle, in other words, for
all
you.
Right.
And I did withhold commenting when you said it was turning on nicely. I was very pleased about that.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Very good. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I've got to read. What's that one?
Well, the withhold then, what comes to mind now, is the fact that it's not a withhold from you, but it's a withhold, the fact that Jenny and I are setting up home together.
Oh, all right.
And that's something I'm withholding from the world in general, other than Scientologists.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right, let me check this other meter now.
Right.
In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? You agree that's cleaner than a wolf's tooth?
Good.
All right. Very good. Now let's carry on here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Consider spirits. Good. Consider spirits. All right. Consider spirits. That's good enough. All right. I knew there was a rock slab there someplace, and I certainly wasn't going to miss it. All right. It disappeared for a moment. It was big the first time I went across it on the first run, and then it disappeared. So I decided I better get these little rudiments in. Okay. All right. I'm not instructing by putting in the R factor. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
Probably mystified why I would do that.
No, I wasn't. Can I tell you what I thought?
What?
I just thought it was very nice to be told what you were doing. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had a wide slam, you see. I actually thought because I suggested it was a wide slam to you or something like that, well, I might have upset you. All right. Consider God. All right. Consider God. Well, we'll call it a tiny RS. See what we can develop out of this. All right. We have five tiny rock slams here now. Microscopic. Now let's go over and see if we can really turn these things on, huh?
Yes.
All right. Consider family. Consider family. Consider family. No, I can't call any part of that MRS, so she's out. Okay?
Okay.
Now consider mankind. Consider mankind.
disturbed by anything?
I was a bit.
What's that?
I noticed you looked at the screen outside and looked at something over my shoulder, and I just noticed you'd done that, and I thought, oh, he's reading the meter, and then I found it difficult to get to consider mankind.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was just wondering how well this camera was set up, and I was trying to get the meter on the dial. But I'm playing it way over here to the right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, we'll ask that one again. Consider mankind. Okay, consider mankind. A tendency toward RS. We're going to leave it in there. Okay?
All right.
Now consider the physical universe. Consider the physical universe. Okay, consider the physical universe. I'm trying to find an RS here. I had one there for a moment, but I wasn't sure of it. Consider the physical universe. There. I'm going to leave that one. Okay. All right. Now consider spirits. Consider spirits. Consider spirits. Looks to me like an RS is incipient here. Consider spirits. There she goes. Very nice. Okay. Now consider God. Yeah. That's good enough. We still got one. There we are. We still got one. Very tiny, but we still got one. Okay? All right. Now we're sitting here with 1, 2, 3, 4 still in. Okay? Here we go. All right. Consider mankind. Consider mankind. Okay, consider mankind. Yes. Still with us. All right. Now consider the physical universe. Consider the physical universe. Did a little dance eventually. What were you thinking of?
Stars and so on. I was getting a slight external view of the planet, this planet. But,
All right. Okay. Good enough. Consider the physical universe. Consider the physical universe. Consider the physical universe. There we are. Onto something here.
Yeah, I'll tell you something.
What?
Well, get the feeling when you say consider the physical universe, it's all suddenly got the idea, oh Christ, yes, I'll consider the physical universe, and it certainly wasn't from here.
Oh, yeah.
Seemed to be way back, and sort of, well, we'll consider this physical universe now.
All right.
As near as I can put it.
Okay, good enough. All right. Consider the physical universe. joke out of our ass. Thank you. Okay. Consider spirits. There we are. Consider spirits. Consider spirits. Okay, consider spirits. Consider spirits. That bit the dust. That's the end of that one. Okay? All right. Consider God. Consider God. Consider God. Consider God. Well, there might be some tendency toward that, so we'll leave it in, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We got rid of one that time. We're left with three.
Can I wipe my nose?
You betcha. About that. Okay. All right. Consider mankind. Okay. Consider mankind. Definitely. Still a rock slam. Okay. Consider the physical universe. Consider the physical universe. Let it pump for a minute. Consider the physical universe. There it is. It does a little tendency toward dance. Not a real good rock slam. But, we're going to leave it there. And consider God. Consider God. Consider God. Oh, we're going to have to do that one too. All right, now let's see what we got. We still got three. But a couple of them pretty faint. All right. Consider mankind. Consider mankind. What do you think of that, Tim? Just considered mankind?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy. She's still with us. All right. Consider the physical universe. Okay. Consider the physical universe. Well, definitely. All right, she is still with us. Okay. Now consider God. Okay, consider God. Very nice. Very nice. It's developing now. It's easier to do this now, isn't it? Is it easier to consider these things now?
Yes, and I'm also sort of finding I'm getting selective on them. I mean, when I sat down here, it didn't seem to matter, but now I'm sort of saying, well, I hope it's not that one, God, for example. I'm not going to be sold with that one. That's the
good enough
feeling there.
All right. Now consider mankind. Consider mankind. I'm going to have to let that one go. Lost one. Okay. Consider the physical universe. Okay, consider the physical universe. Yes, this has got a tiny RS tendency. There it is, yes. Yes, yes. There's something about it. Consider the physical universe. What do you think of this?
Well, it seems to me that you're presenting me with a choice here. Do you see? As if you've almost a salesman, do you see, way back, and you sort of consider this universe, consider that universe, or consider this physical universe. What do you think of that?
All right. All right. Okay. Good enough. All right. And consider God. Consider God. And that leaves us with the physical universe. According to that.
Right.
And now we're going to do, this isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do a cross-check on this assessment. Now, do you want to put your chairs down for a moment and rest your hands?
Yep.
Do a confirmatory run down this line here and see what we get now.
Right.
All right. On the other one, as far as we're concerned here, we've got the physical universe.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we're concerned. I won't monkey with that any further. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
But I just want to make awful sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this one by overts.
Right.
First thing we're going to do here is put in a session midroots.
Right.
All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? Equivocal. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? You agree that's clean?
Yes.
In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? right. You agree that's clean?
Yes.
In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Equivocal. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. Did you think of something there?
I noticed you just stumbled over the word failed.
All right. Very good. In this session, is there anything you failed to reveal? Can't make up my mind on that.
Well, I failed to reveal at one time that my I felt a bit cramped here, that my legs were cramped, but when you gave me the opportunity to put the cans down, I put it right. But before then, I sort of hadn't told you that.
Thank you. In this session, is there anything you failed to reveal? Okay, thank you. Haven't got any afterthought there, have you? It looked like a little bit of a slow.
No, there's one or two comments I haven't mentioned when you've been, you know, and the things I've been doing when you've asked me to consider. I haven't revealed to you exactly the way I was considering these things.
All right. Very good. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That, by the way, it's all guesswork, more or less, when you, because your failed reveal reads, of course, on a dynamic assessment.
Yes. Yes.
It's all muddied up, as far as that's concerned, particularly. All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right, you agree that's clean?
Yes.
All right. It was a latent read on that. Do you have anything to say as an afterthought?
No, I didn't think there was anything I've been careful of there.
All right, very good. Just thought maybe it was something you wanted to say.
All
right, very good. Now we're all set. Now we're going to go through this with another curve.
Right.
And that is with overts against. I'm going to get you to think of overts against.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether it'd be consider overts against or think of overts against or get the idea of overts against. One of those things seems right to you.
Well, any of them I can do.
All right, then we'll use consider.
All right.
Okay. Here's the first one. Consider overts against self. Thank you. That is out. Okay. Consider overts against sex. Okay, thank you. That is out. All right. Consider overts against family. Okay. I don't mark it out. Okay. Consider overts against groups. Well, now that's showing some tiny little tendency. So we're going to leave that in just for fun. All right. Now consider overts against mankind. Thank you. Consider overts against mankind. Yeah, it's got a tiny little rising slam. I'm going to take it with us in here. All right. Consider overts against living things. Consider overts against living things. enough little tick there to... I'll just make a note of it. All right, now consider overts against the physical universe. Consider overts against the physical universe. Consider overts against the physical universe. Yeah. There's a little RS turns on with that, very tiny. All right, and consider overts against forms. Okay, consider overts against forms. We're definitely going to leave that one in. Now, consider overts against spirits. Okay, consider overts against spirits. There's enough of an RS factor here of a shake on that to keep it in. With a question mark. Now consider overts against God. Okay, consider overts against God. Tiny, but still there. All right, consider overts against religion. Consider overts against religion. Something there.
I have to tell you something.
Yes, what was it?
Form and religion seem to be associated in my mind.
Oh, I see.
Two came up.
All right, thank you. All right. Now, when you were considering overts, you were considering just the general idea of overts, weren't you?
Well, I was considering, when you asked me, you said, I was considering what would be an overt against these things.
You're considering what would be.
Yes, and to get the idea to consider once, you see.
All right, now listen, here's what I want you to do this time. I want to change the question here slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to consider you doing overts against.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, we'll see what else we get here.
Okay.
Right, I'll go down the list again. All right. Consider you doing overts against self. Thank you. That's out. Consider you doing overts against sex. Thank you. That's out. Consider you doing overts against family. That's out. Okay. Now, consider you doing overts against groups. Consider you doing overts against groups. There's an RS. There's our RS. Okay. All right. That's enough to keep it in. And we got it already marked. Now, consider you doing overts against mankind. All right, I'll consider you doing overts against living things. Tiny little RS, we leave it in there. I consider you doing overts against the physical universe. Consider you doing overts against the physical universe.
Yeah. There's some magic under my heart on that one, too.
Oh, really? Pain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now consider you doing overts against spirits. Consider you doing overts against spirits. All right, thank you. That's nicely out. Now consider you doing overts against God. You doing overts against God. Oh, there's just the faintest trace of something there. Consider you doing overts against God. I'm going to leave it in. Consider you doing overts against religion. You doing overts against religion. All right, now consider, we'll go over again here. We got quite a few in. Consider you doing overts against groups. Consider you doing overts against groups. Okay, that's out. Consider you doing overts against living things. Well, that's enough to leave it in. Okay. Now consider you doing overts against the physical universe. Consider you doing overts against the physical universe. Consider you doing overts against the physical universe. Yeah, slightly dirty. All right, consider you doing overts against forms. Consider you doing overts against God. Yeah, there it is. All right, consider you doing overts against religion. Right. All right, we got living things, physical universe, forms, and God. Now, let's see if we can sort this out a little bit further here. All right. Before we do this again, let's put in the middle rudiments, okay?
Okay.
In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? What was that?
Suppressed? A comment at one stage that that's right. You were right in there. I looked there, and I was watching what you were doing. And you started giving me the next question, and I sort of looked up and caught you looking at me, and then I realised that I sort of came up there, and I thought, oh, you caught me then, or something. I was impressed, pointing that out at the time.
All right, thank you. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? You agree that's clean?
Yes.
Very good. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? You agree that's clean? All right. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? You agree that's clean?
Yes.
All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Yes, what is it? There it is.
It's careful to... when you get the idea, tell me to consider the of my doing an overt to these various dynamics, that I've been sort of mocking up something to really get the idea. And then once I sort of got the command, and I didn't actually get anything, any ideas at all, and yet it reacted, you see. And I didn't feel that I hadn't done the command somehow, but yet I felt... Perhaps I was overdoing it, so in other words, I was being over careful, do you see, to do the command.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Now, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
But just consider it.
Fair enough.
All right. Very good. Okay. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Do you agree that's clean?
Yes.
Very good. Here we go now. Here's our next one. Consider doing overts to living things. I couldn't call that a very healthy lesson. That's out. Okay. Consider doing overts to the physical universe. Consider doing overts to the physical universe. All right. As far as I'm concerned, that's no help. Consider doing overts to forms. Consider doing overts to forms. All right, that's out. Now, consider doing overts to God. Okay. consider doing overts to God. All right, I'm going to revert to the last one here. Consider doing overts to forms. All right, very good. Now, how are you considering doing overts to these things?
Well, I've now no set pattern. I'm just trying to get possibly how I'd feel if I was doing overts. Do you see that I'm do it? Or sometimes I get a situation where I am doing, actually getting the feeling of doing something, like with the physical universe, bashing up planets and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Or once or twice, one or two actual overts have sprung into view.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just leaves me cold, as it were. You know, I'm finding difficulty to even get the idea or to get the feeling of it.
Mm. All right, thank you. All right, in this session, is there anything I have failed to find out? You don't see anything, huh? All right, in this session, is there anything I failed to find out? Okay, that looks clean. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do this time is not do anything.
All right.
I don't want you to do anything.
Okay.
You see, I want you to remain calm, cool, collected, and you let me do all the work.
All right.
I just don't do anything at all. I'll grab this off here as we go by. All right. All right, consider committing overts against self. Thank you. Consider committing overts against sex. Thank you. Consider committing overts against family. All right. I'm going to leave that here. Consider committing overts against groups. Consider committing overts against mankind. Okay. And we're going to take that out. And consider committing overts against living things. Okay. I'm going to take that out. Now consider committing. Now what are you doing? Nothing. All right. Thank you. That's all I want to know. All right. Consider committing overts against the physical universe. Okay. Consider committing overts against the physical universe. Okay. Consider committing overts against the physical universe. Okay. It's uneven, so we're going to leave it. All right. Consider committing overts against forms. All right, we're going to leave that in. Consider committing overts against spirits. All right, we're going to leave that in. Consider committing overts against God. Now, what did you think of when we got down to that point? Did you think of anything?
I noticed that the spirits, I don't know if it's between spirits and God, I suddenly got this pain in my heart again.
It was moving around, didn't it?
I hadn't noticed that. I just noticed that.
Just right there now.
Mm.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Consider committing overts against religion. All right, thank you. Now we're going over this lineup again. Consider committing overts against groups. Thank you. That is out. I beg your pardon. There, groups was out. Consider committing overts against family. All right, that's still in. Consider committing overts against the physical universe. Okay, we're taking that one out. Consider committing overts against forms. All right. Consider committing overts against forms. We're going to leave it in. This doesn't matter. And consider committing overts against spirits. Check that again. Consider committing overts against spirits. Consider committing overts against spirits. Yes, there's an RS on there. Thank you. Now, consider committing overts against bond. Consider committing overts against God. That's a rocking needle if I ever saw one. Consider committing overts. It's not slamming, it's just uneven. Consider committing overts against God. Well, I can't find anything there to amount to anything. I'm going to take him out. Let's go back over this again. Consider committing overts against family. All right, we're now taking that out. Consider committing overts against forms. What were you thinking of there in the interim?
Just aware of the somatics. I'm getting somatics now in the right across my shoulders, and the heart one is still there a bit.
Oh, all right. When did that turn on? After I said family?
Family, the back somatic turned on.
And it's on now?
Still there a bit, yes.
All right, thank you. Consider overts against family. All right, thank you. Consider overts against forms. Consider overts against forms. All right. Consider overts against forms. Consider overt against forms. All right, thank you. I got nowhere here on that. All right, we're going to take that one out. Now consider overts against spirits. Yes, there's our dirty needle. Consider overts against spirits. Consider overts against spirits. Good. Consider you doing overts against spirits. Thank you. Now, it might interest you, but I had this with a large RS on the first read. Mm-hmm. Do you remember my telling you, well, if you were just you and I were doing this, we would knock off now?
Yes.
Well, I went ahead, and once you flubbed it, then you have to go on and on, don't you see?
Yes.
I wasn't satisfied with just the element itself that we finally got out on a physical universe. I went over the thing again and again, and we finally flattened down. We come down to where the only RS left is on spirits. Mm-hmm. Everything else is that. We'll proceed to check this out.
Right.
We'll see if we can't turn on a beauty.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, that was my first conclusion, and then I went ahead and I proved it and proved it, and I was getting different things, you notice, each time I had, you know, I got the physical universe, and I came on down to God here one time, I came on down to this and came down to that, but it's come back to the one which The old man by experience, and all of us.
Yes.
That was a honey. That was a blur. We haven't seen that since, see? Mm. I'm going to ask you the somewhat embarrassing question,
mm-hmm.
if I may.
By all means.
I'm not going to necessarily ask you to reveal anything because of it.
But
I am going to ask you, what have you done to spirits? You ever done anything to spirits?
They're very unreal to me. I haven't much reality, and I always very skeptical of anybody talking about spiritual meetings and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a boy, I attended clairvoyant mm-hmm. demonstration, which I didn't impress me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So spirit seems to be stuck in my mind on that basis rather than the Scientology look at the word of thought and so on.
All right. Good. How about thetans? How about overts against thetans? You ever done anything but thetans?
Well, I must have done a lot, but I can't think of any. Particularly not. When you say thetans like that, I mean I'm trying to get the idea of thetans without bodies, do you see?
Now nobody asked you to do that.
I know. Well, I've certainly hurt lots of people's feelings in many ways. And thinking it over, this of course is one of the things I do try and avoid doing, hurting anybody's feelings. It's my marital difficulty when I come down to it, is to want to hurt their feelings. You see, I want to save their face and so on in that way. It's a big over with me.
Mm. That's it. That's got a slam.
Okay.
Think of hurting somebody's feelings. That's too nebulous. Think of hurting my feelings. Think of hurting a girl's feelings. All right, now let's see if we can't turn this up to a nice RS here. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Think of overts on spirits. Think of overts on spirits. Think of doing something to spirits. Think of doing something to spirits.
Bad auditing would be doing.
All right.
No bad on.
Good. Think of doing something to spirits.
Trapping one.
All right. Good. All right. Think of doing something to spirits. You really did think of doing something to one, didn't you?
Well, no, I missed it. There was something there about doing something. Then I sort of skated off there and was trying to get the idea of something, but it evaded me. I know there was something there, but I can't.
It rocks land, whatever it was.
It seemed to be like gathering a lot of them together or splitting them, like splitting the atom or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, what represents spirits to you?
A symbol would be steam.
Steam?
Steam.
Good. Yeah. Good, that's fine. Right. What else?
A ghost.
Thank you. Good. What else?
A light.
Good. What else would represent spirits?
A star.
Thank you.
And a sun.
Good. What else would represent spirits?
Aladdin's lamp days. A bottle with a And a bottle with a cork out.
All right, thank you. Very good. And what else would represent spirits to you?
Fairies.
All right. Good. What else would represent spirits to you?
Young children.
Okay. Good. What else would represent spirits to you?
A haze. H-A-Z-E, a haze.
Right. What else would represent spirits to you?
Non-solid object, I want to say, is that I can't get... a soul.
All right, thank you. Good. What else would represent spirits to you?
White sheet.
Okay. What else would represent spirits to you?
I'm avoiding alcohol for keeps cropping up. But,
all right.
Thought.
Okay. All right. What else would represent spirits to you?
Dream.
All right, thank you. All right, that's done. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's see how we go here. All right. Okay. Consider committing overts against steam. You. Consider committing overts against a ghost. Okay, thank you. Consider committing overts against night. Okay, thank you. Consider committing overts against a star. You. Consider committing overts against a sun. That's it. Thank you. Consider committing overts against a bottle with a cork out. All right. Consider committing overts against a bottle with a cork out. All right. Thank you. Consider committing overts against fairies. Right, thank you. Consider committing overts against young children. Thank you. Consider committing overts against haze. Consider committing overts against haze. Thank you. Consider committing overts against a soul. All right. consider committing overts against a soul. Okay, thank you. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. Thank you. Consider committing overts against a thought. Good, thank you. Consider committing overts against a dream. Consider committing overts against a dream. All right, thank you. All right, we've got several of them still in here. Let's go over them again. All right. Feel all right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in disagreement with this dynamic that we have dredged up?
No.
You're not?
No.
All right, that's fine.
No opinion on it at all.
Huh?
No opinion.
All right, very good.
At this stage.
Okay. All right, consider committing overts against a ghost. Consider committing overts against a ghost. All right, thank you, that's all. Consider committing overts against a star. All right. Consider committing overts against a star. Consider committing overts against a star. Okay, that's all. Consider committing overts against a sun. Consider committing overts against a sun. Okay, that's all. Now, consider committing overts against a bottle with a cork out. Okay, thank you. Consider committing overts against a bottle with a cork out. Thank you, that's all. All right. Consider committing overts. What are you thinking of? All right. Consider committing overts against fairies. All right, that's in. Consider committing overts against young children. Okay, consider committing overts against young children. Okay. Consider committing overts against young children. Okay, that's all. Consider committing overts against a soul. Consider committing overts against a soul. Consider committing overts against a soul. Overts against a soul. We're going to leave that in. And consider committing overts against a white sheet. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. Okay, we'll leave that in. All right, consider committing overts against a thought. That's it. That's in. Consider committing overts against a dream. Consider committing overts against a dream. All right, that's in. Okay. Now, we just got a few in here now. Not very many. All right. Consider committing overts against fairies. Consider committing overts against fairies. Consider committing overts against fairies. Okay, that's out. Now, consider committing overts against a soul. Okay, consider committing overts. Consider committing overts against a soul. Yes, that's it. It's an RS. All right. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. Okay, consider committing overts against a white sheet. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. Consider committing overts against a white sheet. I'm taking that. All right. Consider committing overts against a thought. Okay. And that is in. And consider committing overts against a dream. Okay, consider committing overts against a dream. Okay, consider committing overts against a dream. Thank you, I'm taking that. All right. Now, how are you doing now?
Okay.
All right, let's go at it again. There are very few left now. Let's see where we wound up. All right. Consider committing overts against a soul. Thank you. Consider committing overts against a soul. Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. Consider committing overts against a soul. Consider committing overts against a soul. Okay, consider committing overts against a soul. You got a cough again? Don't you dare hold back, fellas.
All right.
All right, that's out. That was just coughs. Okay. Consider committing an overt against thought. Consider committing overts against thought. Consider committing overts against thought. Consider committing overts against thought. All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed?
Cough.
You still got one?
No.
All right. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? Okay, do you agree that's clean?
Yeah.
In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? Okay, do you agree that's clean?
Yeah.
In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Do you agree that's... What do you got?
I failed to reveal to you that the somatic had gone off. I didn't notice when it went, and that there was just a slight suggestion of it turning on again on one of these. I don't know which one it was.
Okay. All right. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you failed to reveal? Yeah, still got one.
Yes, there's something there. I failed to reveal to you that for one flash, my attention went down. I wondered what they were thinking of this downstairs, but it's only once, I think, during this session, but I didn't reveal it to you when it happened.
Thank you. Good enough. In this session, is there anything you failed to reveal? Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In this session, is there anything you've been careful of? Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to have to replay the last two or three of these.
All right.
Now consider committing an overt against a soul. Thank you. Consider committing an overt against a white sheet. Okay. Good enough. Consider committing an overt against a thought. All right. Okay. What did you just have there?
I just said, I saw you smile, so I guess I thought it must have been reacting for you.
All right. Okay. Consider committing an overt against a thought. Consider committing an overt against a thought. All right. Consider committing an overt against a thought. All right. Consider committing an overt against a thought. Okay, there's still a tiny suspicion of an RS on there. All right. Consider committing an overt against a dream. All right. Thank you. Consider committing an overt against a dream. All right. Consider committing an overt against a dream. Okay. Consider committing an overt against a thought. Yes. Consider committing an overt against a thought. Well, we still got a question over Roxland here. I've come up with it twice now. It's a thought. The only thing we got left here. Overt's against thoughts. What could you do to a thought?
Could twist it. Duplicate it, you could. Not retransmit it.
Mm-hmm.
Make fun of it, you could ridicule it, you could.
Mm-hmm.
You could do lots of things to a thought.
Oh, you can, huh?
Yes.
All right, good. Thank you. Well, think of committing overts against a thought. Think of committing overts against a thought. All right, think of committing overts against a thought. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, we've missed the boat.
Mm.
We're not trying to look good here.
Mm-hmm.
You have had very few rock slams. They have turned on and then they have gone off, and it probably is pretty rough being audited under these conditions. And I wonder if anything's missing out of this goals list. Yes, you and I go over this. Put your cans down and stretch yourself there for a moment. See if there's anything missing on said goals list. Is there anything missing on this list of dynamics? Herself, right?
Right.
Name off the rest of them.
The dynamics.
Any, not just the eight. Name off what you think the dynamics are.
Yes, okay. Well, on self, I often get body. Sex, family, children.
Right.
Groups, yes, it describes it very well. You could put tribes, nations, countries,
all right,
and humans.
Okay.
Mankind.
Okay. Very good. Okay, anything else?
No.
All right, pick up the cab. We're going down this list again.
All right.
All right. First, we're going to put in our mid-roods.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in this session, is there anything you have suppressed? Okay, do you agree that's clean?
Yes.
In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? What's that? Ernest?
Something to do with matter, energy, space, and time. I validated. Then, when... I was assessed on dynamics once before, and I seem to remember that he said that the fifth and sixth or something I'd got mixed up.
Mm.
And there was just a fleeting invalidation then. What I'd done, I'd pulled into this session, the invalidation that I'd done, I believed in.
Oh, all right. Thank you. All right. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? Got another one? There it is.
Validated myself for not knowing the, I've really lost the dynamics.
All right. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? I had fell on something or other.
I invalidated a rudiment just then. because you said anything I had suppressed, and I had an answer, that I'd suppressed a curiosity as to the time.
Oh.
Do you see? And you said it was clean, so I suppose I'd invalidated the effectiveness of that suppressed rudiment.
All right, good. Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? There's still a little click on here. There is another click, I should say.
Yes.
There it is. No, there. There it is.
When you read out fairies, I thought, well, I hope to God I don't get landed with the two overts on fairies or something.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, in this session, is there anything you have invalidated? We still got a reaction here. We got another one.
Yes.
What is it? What's this other one?
Well, this thing, what I'm thinking of now is a non-invalidation. Careful not to invalidate what you've done.
Okay.
You were saying that you'd witnessed the boat or something, but I didn't feel that, and I thought, and I was trying to get over it that way.
Okay, thank you. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Mm.
Thank you. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, there's something there.
I didn't reveal every time the somatic came on and off.
All right. Good. Okay. All right, in this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
I better ask again.
Right.
In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Oh, that's clean. All right. You had a heartbeat or a sneeze or something. All right. Now, just for fun, I'm going to run down this list, and then we're going to do the other list and see what we got here, okay?
Right.
All right. Thinking doing bad things to yourself. All right, thank you. Think of doing bad things to sex. Thank you. Think of doing bad things to your family. All right. Think of doing bad things to your family. Yes, there's definitely a little tiny hole there. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Okay. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right, we've still got some reaction there. Think of doing bad things to people. Think of doing bad things to people. Okay, that's cool. All right, think of doing bad things to mankind. All right, we're just going to forget that one at the moment. Now think of doing bad things to living things. Okay, and that's in. And think of doing bad things to the physical universe. All right, think of doing bad things to the physical universe. We have got an RS, which agreed with our first assessment. I think of doing bad things to forms. All right, and that is in. And think of doing bad things to spirits. Okay, think of doing bad things to spirits. All right, think of doing bad things to spirits. All right, think of doing bad things to spirits. Think of doing bad things to spirits. All right. What do you think of that?
What I thought of, your attention was very much with me here, and that for a minute I wondered how this was going on downstairs again. And then I thought, well, you know, we're very much here, used to you and I together.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Think of doing bad things to God. Okay, think of doing bad things to God. Thank you. Okay. Now we have a few little RSs, and I'm going to do it on this same thing again. See if I come up with the same answer I got the first time. All right. Think of doing bad things to family. All right. Thank you. Think of doing bad things to family. Thank you. That is all. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Thank you. That's still with us. All right. Think of doing bad things to living things. Okay. Think of doing bad things to living things. Okay. Think of doing bad things to living things. All right. Thank you. We're knocking that out. All right. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. All right. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Okay. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Yes, there's an RS still there. Okay. Think of doing bad things to forms. Think of doing bad things to forms. Think of doing bad things to forms. All right. Think of doing bad things to forms. I can't make it do anything, so we're going to take that out. That leaves us with groups. And the physical universe. All right. Now, you feel all right?
Yes.
Good enough. Think of doing bad things to groups. Okay. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Okay. Think of doing bad things to groups. Definitely have an agitation on that, so we leave it in, okay? All right. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Okay. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. Okay. Think of doing bad things to the physical universe. All right, for my money, that's just a part of this life. Okay. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right. I'm having a hard time turning a dirty needle on this. There's one. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Think of doing bad things to groups. All right. Think of doing bad things to groups. Okay. Think of doing bad things. Think of doing bad things to groups. Think of doing bad things to groups. We got an RS here. What is this?
I've got a terrific.
Huh?
Somatic right round the chest, the front down here.
The more we go into this.
The more it's been just developing as you've been going on this one.
All right, thank you. All right. What represents a group to you?
People.
Good. What else?
Scouts.
Hmm?
Scouts.
Good. What represents groups to you?
School.
Good.
Business.
Good.
Scientology.
Good.
Okay. A nation. Mm.
Sorry, you put the cans down. You know, stretch yourself.
Thank you. Sports clubs. Armies.
What?
Armies.
Right.
Navies.
Good.
Bands of people, bands.
Okay.
Gangs.
All right. Okay, pick up the can. All right. What else represents groups?
Clusters.
Hmm?
Clusters.
Okay, thank you. And what else represents groups?
Battle fleets.
What?
Battle fleets.
Okay.
Swarms.
Forms?
Swarms.
Okay. What else represents groups?
Crowds of people.
Good.
Mobs.
Okay, good, thank you.
Trades.
Trades,
yes.
Trades,
mm-hmm.
Right, okay. What else
professions
represents? Okay, what else represents groups?
A badge.
Okay, what else represents groups?
A hammer.
Okay.
No, I've got a withhold from you then, because I was going to say a hammer and sickle. I thought I'd better not. It's not the right place to say it.
All right.
You
want to put it on the list?
It can go on the list.
Hmm?
It can go on the list.
All right.
It's there. A flag, of course.
Okay.
And a banner.
Okay. sense groups?
A leader.
Okay. What else represents groups?
Well, you've got a king.
Okay. What represents groups to you?
Oh, a king represents a group to me.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, I wasn't criticizing that.
No, no.
What else represents groups?
Circle.
Okay. What else represents groups? Thought of something there?
Well, I thought a ring.
Hmm?
A ring.
You want that in there?
Yes.
All right. What else represents groups?
Triangle.
Okay.
And set square, like the Masonic thing, I think, you know.
A set square?
I think it's a set square. I don't know what it is they use, but something like that.
All right, thank you. What else represents groups to you?
A leather apron.
Okay. Okay, what else represents groups to you? You had a thought there.
Language, I thought, or just in the country.
What language in? Alright, what else represents groups? There.
Country.
Okay. What else represents groups? There it is.
Prison.
Prisons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. What else represents groups?
The hospital.
Okay. What else represents groups? There's something. What is that?
Sword.
Does that represent a group?
I don't know why, but yes, it does. It does. It represents it.
Good.
Could do. I mean, I thought of one where it did represent a group.
All right. What else represents a group?
A shield.
Good. What else represents a group? That is. What is it?
Signet ring.
Okay. What else represents a group to you?
A standard, if I had that, you know.
A standard?
Yes. I mean a flag stand type of standard, you see.
What else? A
heraldic sign.
Alright.
A particular one.
Good. What else represents a group? Is there something?
I thought of a firework then, but I... Yes, a rocket it would be. A rocket.
All right, very good. What else represents a group?
I I just felt very, thought I felt very hot, but I didn't. A fire.
Okay. Now, what else represents a group?
A town.
Okay. What else represents a group?
A city.
All right. Now, how are you coming on this now? It seems
all right.
Fairly complete as a list.
I'm having to.
You seem fairly complete
struggle.
As a list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it seem complete to you as a list? Let's count the meter. Is this list complete? There's still something on it.
Navy.
Okay, thank you.
Had that one too.
Mm-hmm. Something there.
All the Marines I'm thinking of.
Okay. Okay.
A sphere.
Right. A sphere. Very good. Thank you. What else represents a group? Something there?
A butcher.
A butcher?
Mm.
Okay, very good. All right, is this list complete? All right, let me ask that again. Is this list complete? There's still possibly a little bit more on it.
Well, it's the various trades. There's masons. A mason, you see, it would represent to me a group.
Mm-hmm.
An accountant. And,
can you put those down?
Yes.
All right. What's a representative group to you? Something right there. What was that?
A tenor.
Okay.
Something.
Okay. Good.
A soldier.
All right, thank you. What else would represent a group to you? Or something like that? There we are. What'd you just run into?
Well, I've got this pain in my heart again.
Oh, really?
And I seem to be... All right, well, this is what comes up. I don't know why, and it does. An armada.
A what?
An armada.
An armada. All right, thank you. What else would represent a group to you? There it is. What is that? There it is.
Whoa. night, but that's not quite. Their crisis is painful. Barbarian.
Did you want a knight on there?
A knight, and a barbarian is, seems to be more to the point.
All right. What else to represent a group?
A black knight.
Okay. Okay, what else would represent a group to you?
A dagger.
Very good. Thank you. What else would represent a group to you?
I don't need anything else.
You think that's about it, huh?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I suddenly came very clear. The room's bright. And I
just your heart feel all right?
It's all right.
Well, all right. Okay. Here we go now. Is this list complete? Looks so. Seems so to you?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now that list is ready to be nulled.
Mm-hmm.
That list is ready to be nulled. And we haven't got time to do that.
All right.
It's all right with you. Come on. Well, how do you feel about group as a dynamic assessment?
Well, that's okay. I think, and I may just recall this, that this is the... This was assessed out on me before when I was... forget what they were doing with it then.
Oh, all right.
I know I ran through a lot of the trades on that at the time, and... it was on 3D crisscross, I suppose, yes.
Oh, is that so?
Mm.
Dynamic assessment of 3D crisscross.
Mm.
Oh, and you've run...
I've run
items and terminals on it.
That's right, yes.
Have you had trouble with the needle since?
Well, any time he was my last auditor, you're the only person who's audited me since then, so you tell me.
Oh, all right. Good enough. Good enough. Here we go. Here we go. Anything you care to say before we end that assessment?
No, it's been very interesting.
All right. End that much of that assessment.
All right.
Okay. And let's go into the end rudiments now. All right. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? All right. What was that? There.
Well, it's a half-truth to have told you that the somatic had completely gone. It had lessened, and it's going, and it's going, and it's dispersing, but it hadn't completely gone.
All right.
Thank you. It had gone.
Thank you. Very good. In this session, have you told me any half-truth, untruth, said something only to impress me, or tried to damage anyone? All right. Said something only to impress me. What was that? There.
Oh, that was asking if I could blow my nose earlier. I was impressing you that I was a good pre-clear.
Oh, all right, thank you. All right.
I wanted to blow my nose, but yeah. I know they're asking not to put the cans down and doing it has been a good pre-clear. So.
Okay, Rich. All right, in this session, have you done anything only to impress me? All right. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? All right, there's a little reaction.
I'd not to damage anyone.
How then?
Well, I tried not to damage Jenny.
Yeah.
I tried to... that's right. It turned on to what might have been the damage, because I was quite happy with the assessment that Dick had done on or whatever had happened on that occasion. And you said, "Oh, since then, have you had a dirty needle?" Do you see? And so what I'd said might have damaged his reputation by having left something wrong.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I got it. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? All right. I'm going to have to read that more carefully. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Okay. You have a half thought on damage for some peculiar reason. Thank you very much. You agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? What was that?
Once during the session, I was aware of moving my finger a bit, and I hoped that it hadn't influenced the meter, but you weren't doing anything on the meter at the time, so I thought, well, that doesn't matter.
All right, very good. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? Thank you. Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I have given you? All right, there's something on that.
Well, you've asked me lots of questions and so on that I haven't answered. You've been relying on the meter that I personally haven't answered, and I've assumed they've been doing on the meter. But apart from that, the answer is I haven't.
Very good. All right. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I have given you? All right. Do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. In this session, have you decided anything? What was that? Decided to cough? All right, I'll check that. In this session, have you decided anything? Okay, do you agree that's clean? Thank you very much. In this session, have you thought, said, or done anything I have failed to find out about? Do you agree that's clean? Thank you. In this session, is there anything that was misunderstood? In this session, is there anything that was misunderstood? Okay, do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you expect the other rudiment there?
No, I wasn't expecting anything.
All right, thank you very much. In this session, was the room all right? All right, do you agree that's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, do that again. Squeeze the cans. All right. What's your heaviness going to have?
I think reach was the last one you ran on me. A feel or touch.
Feel or touch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, put your cans down. All right, touch the table. Thank you. Touch that sign. Thank you. Touch that ashtray. Thank you. Touch the can. Thank you. Touch the telephone. Thank you. Touch your jacket. Thank you. Touch the top of your head. Thank you. Touch the table. Thank you. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. Thank you. That's much better. That was the last command. Okay, you can put those cans down now.
Okay.
All right, in this session, have you made any part of your goal? Get dynamic assessed.
Well, we've done that.
Yes. Lists and goals.
Well, we've partly done. We've got made some progress on that, certainly.
All right. Not be shy.
I don't think I was very shy.
All right. And help you help me.
Yes, well, I've done my best, perhaps too much at times.
All right, thank you very much. Any gains you care to mention?
Well, yes, the I think I've blown one or two of these somatics that I get occasionally across the back.
Oh, yeah.
And so on, they seem to have gone.
All right.
And I certainly feel much brighter than I did when I was down the section.
Okay.
Because there's always the gain of being audited by you.
Hmm?
There's always the gain of having a good session from you.
Oh, well, all right. Good thing I don't have to go back past the press, but I'll accept that. All right, very good. That's 10. 18. Very good. All right, is there anything you would care to ask or say before I end this session?
Well, I want to say thank you very much for a very good session.
All right, well, you are quite welcome.
Okay.
Here it is. End of session. Is the session ended for you?
Yes.
All right, very good. Tell me, I'm no longer auditing.
You're no longer auditing. All right.